Then Jesus replied, I have been sent only to the lost sheep of the people of Israel. It isn't right to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. This is the account found in Matthew 15 of Jesus and this Canaanite woman. I want you to think about this for a moment. Place yourself where this woman is. This Canaanite woman is begging for help for her daughter. How unlike Jesus to respond in this way, not only to this woman, but anyone begging for help, looking for some type of, relief for her daughter, or anyone else for that matter. I mean, think about this. How would you react to being compared to a dog feeding on the children's discarded scraps of food? If you'll be honest, you'd probably be ready to scrap if somebody called you a dog. Is this the same Jesus who taught tolerance and acceptance for everyone? How was this woman to respond to these seemingly cruel words? How would you respond to these seemingly cruel words? And don't get super spiritual on me. You know you would probably respond in a way that would not be favorable. But this Canaanite woman gives us a powerful example of faith and perseverance in prayer. You see, she would be content with the scraps, but she doesn't stop there. She won't give up, for she responds by saying, even the dogs eat the leftovers that fall from their master's tables. Jesus, healer, lover of our souls, give us the courage and perseverance to believe that you want what's best for us. And as your heart was moved by the faith of this Canaanite woman, teach us how to respond to life's situations in faith, so that your heart may be moved towards us. Help us to mean it when we say, according to your will. And speak the same words to us that you said to this Canaanite woman. You told her that you are a woman of great faith. What you want will be done for you. How we long to hear those words. In your name we pray. Amen. Listen, I want to personally thank you for listening to today's podcast. Feel free to visit us online at amplifychristian.church or visit us in person if you're in the Detroit-Redford area. We'd love to have you. You can find directions and our location online at amplifychristian.church. This is Pastor Corey saying, don't forget to live out loud.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.